In the lunchtime edition, in-person visits at Dodds Prison to resume with immediate effect. Teachers alarmed over worsening behavior in schools. Barbados looking to urgently replenish its vaccine stock as key supplies run out. Meantime, the two-year-old special national vaccination team officially cease operations at month end this Friday, their last day in office. The police announced a wanted man in custody, a St. Lawrence Gap icon remembered. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is the latest.
Lunchtime edition coming to you with the kind compliments of CIBC First Caribbean International Bank. And ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Are you renting a house or apartment? Are you operating a small business from home with your tools and materials at the residence? Have you accumulated a number of electronic gadgets for culinary, entertainment, or career purposes? Have you thought about what would happen if you lose them all to fire or flood, or what it would cost you to replace those items? Don't be left in despair by not having the coverage you need. Have peace of mind with an ICBL policy that gives you the protection you need at extremely affordable prices. Protect your livelihood and your personal effects today. Visit ICBL.com to learn more about our contents coverage. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
You're always on the go. We know life can be a daily rush. CIBC, First Caribbean, you can count on us. We make life easier. Manage your accounts at any time. Apply for a loan. It's easy when you bank online. We make life easier with choices that suit you. CIBC, First Caribbean.
Minister of Home Affairs Wilfred Abrams has announced the immediate resumption of in-person visits at Dodds Prison in St. Philip. Lorianne Graham Carter tells us more.
The Barbados prison Dodds will be resuming face-to-face visits with immediate effect. During a press conference today at the Ministry of Home Affairs and Information, the minister, Wilfred Abrams, indicated that it will be done in a hybrid approach. Acting Superintendent of Prison, DeCarlo Payne, explained that individuals would have the option to do face-to-face visits or virtual visits. He also spoke on the duration of visitation. 11 groups will be allowed to visit and visitation will be extended from 15 to 30 minutes. To assure COVID safety, he also indicated that prisoners from different blocks will not be able to mingle. Reporting for Starcom Network News, I'm Lurian Graham-Carter.
A teacher's union head growing increasingly worried about what she sees as a general disregard for law and order and a breakdown in parenting. The result, she says, is an upsurge in bad behavior and violence in schools. President of the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union, Mary Ann Redmond, was speaking to Starcom Network News against the background of a series of brawls and a recent knife threat that resulted in a secondary school being locked down. Ms. Redmond points out that she had warned about the trend as far back as 2019 when a 16-year-old student was fatally stabbed.
When we had the tragedy at Frederick Smith Secondary, the BSTU wrote to the Prime Minister and the Minister of Education then, and we had the letter outlining 33 recommendations that we thought might potentially help to address the problem. Some of those recommendations have been put in place. There have been added guidance counselors in some schools. Social workers are working more closely with some schools. There are safety officers in some schools.
But Ms. Redmond believes the problem runs deep.
We are still seeing this upsurge in violence, and I think it is a wider reflection of a total disregard for law and order in the society. And I think, too, it is a reflection of a failure of many households to take their parental responsibilities seriously and devolving of those responsibilities to other institutions like the school. The church no longer plays a role in the way that it used to, where children used to go to Sunday school and there was some moral and religious education instilled. None of that happens anymore. And so the full responsibility in too many instances rests with the school, and the school cannot do it alone. The school is not to blame.
The president of the BSTU, Mary Ann Redmond, in the Lunchtime Edition.
And the Lunchtime Edition coming to you with the kind compliments of CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Life has many uncertainties. We never know what lies ahead. Losing an anchor in a family can create financial burdens too hard to handle. Talk to ICBL about our Easy Secure Life Plan and get the coverage your family will need should the unexpected happen. Protect your loved ones and avoid leaving your financial burdens behind for them. For more information on Easy Secure Life, visit us at icbl.com. You just never know. ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
The near two-year-old special COVID-19 vaccination unit officially ceases operations at the end of this month as responsibility for vaccination reverts to the Ministry of Health and its polyclinics. The program that commenced operations in February of 2021 had a complement of over 200 staff and volunteers at the peak of the campaign. Dr. Elizabeth Ferdinand, one of the two coordinators of the program, tells Starcom Network News that their last working day will be Friday of this week.
It's closing down on Friday, and everything will be done from the polyclinics as it's being done now, and the Ministry of Health will be taking over the administration of the center. So really and truly, we are winding down, and the program will be fully under the Ministry of Health and the polyclinics.
Dr. Ferdinand also disclosed that the current volume of vaccinations is significantly reduced as the stock has run low, especially of the key brands, but shipments are expected soon.
Well, right now it's very slow because, number one, we don't have vaccines in stock. The last one ended the end of November, ran out. So we're trying to get some more in, and people still need to be vaccinated who are going abroad, who are going to certain events overseas, and also boosters. People are asking for their boosters. So we need to get some more vaccines, and we're working on that at the moment. We only have the Sinopharm, and we have some Johnson & Johnson. No Pfizer and no AstraZeneca. We'll be hopefully getting both Pfizer adult and pediatric, as well as some AstraZeneca. I'm hoping before the end of the month.
Dr. Elizabeth Ferdinand, a teenager who was wanted by police, now in custody, 17-year-old Tamal Taylor of Kingsland Terrace Christchurch, was a subject of a wanted man bulletin in connection with what the police called serious criminal matters. The police say he presented himself to Oyston Police Station on Friday, currently being questioned. A moment of silence was broken by loud cheers at Hal's Car Park Bar, St. Lawrence Gap, last night, as people gathered to remember the well-respected owner, Hal Bushell, who passed away over the weekend at the age of 67. Hal's cousin, Emerson Trotman, who often worked alongside him at the bar, remembered him as well-liked and respected by many.
Hal was a very nice young man. Well, he's like a living legend, and he's well-known and very kind-hearted. Sometimes I think he was a little bit too soft-hearted. He's a different character altogether. And he lived for this kind of life, and he lived it to the fullest, and he enjoyed it. We grew up together as kids, so we just never really leave each other's side. We stood together most of our life. We sadly missed, and I missed him, you know, forever.
Emerson Trotman, relative of the late St. Lawrence Gap icon Hal Bushell. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says allegations that Qatar bribed EU officials to try to win influence are of the utmost concern. She said the accusations were serious and called for the creation of a new ethics body. Belgian police have arrested four people, among them the European Parliament Vice President Eva Kaili. Our top stories. In-person visit at Dodds Prison to resume with immediate effect. Teachers alarmed over worsened behavior in schools and worry about a breakdown in parenting and a growing disregard for law and order. Barbados looking to urgently replenish its vaccine stock as key supplies run out. Meantime, the two-year-old special national vaccination team officially ceases operations at month end this Friday, their last day in office, in fact. The police announced a wanted man, a 17-year-old, is in custody. A St. Lawrence Gap icon, Hal Bushell, is remembered. A major corruption scandal erupts in Europe. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.